A man had two sons. When you hear that, you know, hopefully so many things in Scripture are evoked. The beginning of Luke's famous parable in Luke 15, which we call sometimes the parable of the prodigal son, or the parable of the merciful father. But you also remember all of those different scenarios in Scripture, all of those stories of the two sons fighting and competing, all of those cases of disputes between Isaac and Ishmael, between Isaac's sons and Jacob and Esau and so forth through the Scriptures. It evokes all of those images, and the Scripture writers intend that. The power of Scripture is all of those senses of the connections, the hyperlinks between the different passages, evoking those stories and calling to mind all of those questions that are there at the heart of us. How do we please God? What do we need to do in order to be faithful to God? What does God expect of us? You know, how are we made right before God? Is it enough just to do things in our heads? Is it enough just to have a series of things that we believe? And as Catholics, we're very good at that. You know, through our catechism and through the catechetical classes that you may have had as a child, through the sermons that are always, you know, evoking this sense of it's about what we believe. You know, we make the profession of our faith and all those things. It's a very intellectual faith at times. You know, what are the things that you believe? And we condemn people who don't believe the same as us. But Jesus seems to be getting at something much richer and much deeper today when he gives us these two examples of the two sons who respond in such different ways. The first still says no, but then there's this change of heart, there's this change of attitude, and he begins to do the things that you know that God wants of him. The second, who's able to affirm absolutely the things in his head, but doesn't follow through. The truth, of course, is that we know that actions indeed do speak louder than words, and it's in that unity of our being that that's where things come to fruition and we're able to respond to God. The example that Jesus then gives as he's addressing these leaders of the religious institute of that time, the scribes and the Pharisees, the elders of the people, they're saying the right things, they're teaching the right things, but their heart is not in it. And there isn't that full response of what we see across the pages of the Old Testament, what we see in the pages of what the Hebrews call the Tanakh. It's about mercy. It's about the whole of our life. It's about justice. It's about caring for the widow, for the orphan, for the refugee, for the impoverished, for those who are at the margins of society. That's where we test. Indeed, within Judaism, they're way less interested in what you believe. To test whether a person is a true follower of the Torah is simply, what are they doing? Can you see the fruit of that work? Can you see the fruit of their lives in their activities and in their beliefs put into practice? It's not enough just to believe. So often we've diminished our faith by just saying, look, all you need to do is turn up to Mass on Sundays. And all you need to do is, you know, make sure you put some money on the plate. They're not nearly enough. A spirituality is a spirituality of transformation, the change of our whole being, the whole of our lives. And so this sense of, well, what does God want of us? And how do we live this way of life? How are we able to ensure that we do the right thing? And our first reading today begins to address some of that. And when you read the whole of that 18th chapter of the prophet Ezekiel, you get a much richer sense of this question that is being addressed. Because it was a question at that time, you know, are we judged by what our parents did? Are we judged by the activities of our past? And there's a sense, of course, yes, that's part of it. And certainly our parents form us and shape us. And so, of course, the way we are is a reflection of the way that we were brought up and what we were taught as children. But just as the teaching that Ezekiel is able to proclaim is that no, it's in this present moment that if you've lived a good and virtuous life, but then choose to abandon all that, all of the goodness that you build up over the course of your life, you've kind of forsaken that. You've chosen in this present moment to get rid of all that. And so you'll be judged by your choice today. But also, if you've lived this wicked life, if you've given away all of your virtue and lived a life of sin, if you choose at some point in your life to come back to God and to embrace the way of God, then you'll be judged by that. You'll be judged by that ability to give your heart to the Lord. So just as the tax collectors and the prostitutes in the gospel, they live this life of sin, of disconnection from their true self. And yet in that moment of turning, in that moment of accepting the love of God, that's all that matters. Because it is this spirituality of transformation. It's not enough just to make sure that we think the right thoughts, but it's where our feet go. It's what our hands are doing. It's the way of our hearts. It's the attitude in our whole lives. And how often do we catch ourselves judging someone else? How often do we catch ourselves condemning, having a racist thought or a sexist thought or something that disparages another because they're different from us? We're called to have that life of integrity, to live in a way that we're changed and transformed. We can't just do this ourselves. It's not enough just to make a new act of our will to say, yes, from today I will live a good life. Today I will begin to give my heart to God. It's about response. It's about God, who's longing for us to experience this, who's longing for us to encounter that mercy, for us to find that presence and that power of love. So God will do the work. All we need to do is respond. But we do need to respond. We do need to not worry about our past and all that has happened before, but today to embrace God. Today to make that choice to get up and put feet to our prayer, to get up and do something about this. And again, it's not just about the actions and the externalities. It's about integrity. It's about responding to the grace of God. He does all the work. He will save us. He will transform us. But we need to say yes. And we need to be open to that power of God's love to change us and transform us.